Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 2.2, Input Validation and Output Encoding. This lesson is part of Module 2, Core Skills, Secure Software Practices in the Security Engineering for Developers course. In this lesson, we'll explore the importance of input validation, techniques for effective input validation, and how output encoding can prevent injection attacks. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to apply input validation and output encoding techniques to safeguard applications against common threats. Main content importance of input validation. Input validation is a critical security measure to ensure that data entering a system is both accurate and safe. When applications process input without proper validation, they become vulnerable to various attacks, including SQL injection and cross-site scripting, XSS. These attacks can lead to unauthorized access, data breaches, and severe financial loss, particularly in the finance and fintech sectors. In essence, input validation acts as the first line of defense against malicious data. By ensuring that only trustworthy data is processed, organizations can significantly reduce the risk of exploitation. For instance, if a financial application allows users to input their account numbers, validating that the input matches a specific format, e.g., numeric, specific length, can prevent attackers from injecting harmful commands. Techniques for effective input validation. There are several techniques to implement effective input validation, which can be categorized into whitelist and blacklist approaches. Whitelist validation. This technique only allows known, safe input values. For example, if a user is required to select a state from a predefined list, validating their input against this list ensures that only legitimate selections are made. This method is highly effective as it restricts input to a controlled set of values. Format validation. This involves checking that the data adheres to a specific format. For example, when collecting email addresses, an application can use regular expressions to ensure that the input meets standard email format rules. This technique can be particularly useful in financial applications where user information must be accurate to avoid transaction errors. Length validation. This ensures that the input does not exceed a predefined length. For example, if a user is entering a password, limiting the maximum length can prevent buffer overflow attacks. An ideal password policy in a finance application might require a minimum of 8 characters but restrict it to a maximum of 20 to simplify validation. Type validation. This technique checks that the input data type matches the expected type. For instance, if an application requires a numeric input for a transaction amount, implementing type validation ensures that only numeric values are accepted, preventing issues related to incorrect data types. Utilizing these techniques in combination can enhance the security posture of an application, ensuring that only valid data is processed. Output encoding to prevent injection attacks. While input validation is crucial, it is equally important to implement output encoding as a secondary layer of defense. Output encoding transforms user input into a safe format before it is rendered in the application. This is particularly important for preventing injection attacks, such as XSS. For instance, if a banking application displays user-generated content, such as comments or reviews, output encoding ensures that any potentially harmful scripts are neutralized. When a user submits a comment that includes a script tag, output encoding converts it into a harmless format, preventing the script from executing. Common output encoding techniques include HTML encoding, where special characters are replaced with HTML entities. For example, the less than symbol, less than sign becomes and the greater than symbol, greater than sign becomes. This transformation prevents browsers from interpreting these characters as code, effectively mitigating XSS risks. In the fintech industry, where user trust is paramount, implementing robust output encoding practices can enhance the overall security and integrity of applications. Additionally, developers should be aware of context-specific encoding, which varies based on where the output appears, e.g., HTML, JavaScript, or URL, ensuring that the correct encoding technique is applied to effectively mitigate risks. Conclusion. In conclusion, Input validation and output encoding are essential components of secure software practices. By validating inputs to ensure they conform to expected values and formats, and by encoding outputs to prevent injection attacks, developers can significantly reduce the vulnerabilities in their applications. These practices not only protect sensitive financial data but also foster trust with users, which is crucial in the finance and fintech sectors. As you progress in this course, remember that security is a continuous process that requires vigilance and proactive measures. Reflection questions: how would you implement whitelist validation for a user registration form in a finance application? Can you identify a specific scenario where output encoding could prevent an XSS attack in a fintech application? What are the potential risks if input validation is not implemented in financial software?